Hi, this is Chris Kane, the CIMA P6 tutor for Finance Business Training FBT. These are my tips for the May 2009 examination. Firstly, there's a number of what I would call must-knows rather than tips as such. You definitely must know about stakeholders, learning outcomes A1, B3 and B4. One or more of those learning outcomes appears in every exam. So I would strongly recommend that you look at those learning outcomes and have a go at some of the questions around them. Another must know is in relation to B1, which also links in with A3 and possibly A4. And in particular, have a look at Porter's Five Forces, and also uncertainty within environments. That has a chance of coming up this time. In relation to learning outcome A2, the main model that's applied here is normally National Diamond. It is again time for National Diamond to feature in, if not directly in the question, certainly the examiners could well apply National Diamond in one of their answers. Another must know is you must be able to evaluate options. So again, if you look at learning outcomes C1 and A5 and the appropriate questions that have appeared around those learning outcomes. Syllabus Area D is particularly important, I feel, for the exam this time. In particular, be prepared to talk about the problems of performance evaluation. This may involve some transfer pricing creeping into a question. So although business of the balance scorecard was on the last exam, the balance scorecard may well feature in your answer to how to overcome problems of the traditional approach to performance evaluation. So learning outcomes D1, D2 and D3 in particular are important for any exam. So make sure you look at problems of performance evaluation, how to overcome problems with a multi-dimensional performance evaluation system, either balanced scorecard or potentially the six dimensions matrix. Finally, I would classify these as tips rather than must-knows. There's a good chance that you'll get something on process redesign. The phrase business process re-engineering, that particular phrase in terms of being able to define the phrase has changed over the years, and the CIMA examiner's answer is not totally in line with what most people would believe is business process re-engineering. So look at, you know, questions and answers on this area, and in particular focus on the importance of redesigning processes, whether it's through re-engineering, whether it's through process innovation, or what is more common these days is just talking about process re-engineering. You can also have value-added analysis as a process redesign approach. Also, simplification of processes is a recognized process redesign process, and also gaps and disconnects analysis. So that's an area that could well appear in either Section A or Section B. I feel that Ansel's matrix could well appear in the exam again this time. And finally, it's been some time now since benchmarking has appeared in any major way. We need to go back to November 06 for question 1 part B, where there was a question on benchmarking in terms of you having to undertake a benchmarking exercise. So I hope those areas are useful, and obviously good luck with the exam in May, and hopefully you will be on the revision phase, and we will be looking at questions on the areas that I've highlighted. Okay, thank you.